SBS Hindi, Hamari Kahaniya Facebook par.
Hi, this is Sahil from SBS Hindi. Today I'm joined by Barrister Hemant Dhanji. Mr. Dhanji has been appointed judge to New South Wales Supreme Court. He's the first person of Indian origin to be appointed to this position. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great honour and it's a great responsibility. Being appointed a judge of any court means you're undertaking to perform what I see as a very important public service.
So you are the first judge of Indian descent to be appointed as the Supreme Court judge. How are you connected to India and people of India?
Well, obviously, you can tell from my name, and I think also certainly, Sahil, you can tell from my appearance that I'm obviously of Indian descent. I was born in Australia and indeed in Sydney. So growing up here as a very young person, there was very little in the way of an Indian community back then in the late 60s and early 70s. But that began to change as I got older and through my, certainly by my teenage years and probably a bit before then, Sydney had established a vibrant and strong Indian community, and particularly for my family, the Gujarati community. And so I grew up obviously celebrating the sort of major festivals and things, not just with my family, but attending functions with the Gujarati community in Sydney.
How difficult was it for you to become a judge in Australia?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer in some ways. I have obviously had what is now a legal career for some years. I've been a lawyer for something in the order of 30 years. I have been a barrister for almost 25 of those years. And it's been tremendously rewarding, a lot of hard work. And I feel very privileged that I reached a point in my career where it was seen fit to choose me to be appointed to the Supreme Court.
But not many people from India or Indian origin here in Australia are in this profession. Would you like to give them any advice that how can they reach to this coveted position in Australia?
There are an increasing number of Indian or people of Indian origin in the profession. Most of them, I would probably say, would be younger than me, and then as a result, probably a little behind me in their career paths. In terms of how to get there, other than that, the advice I give to all lawyers, Indian or otherwise, is that as a lawyer, the most valuable thing to you is your reputation. And if you can, of course, work hard, know the law, but above all, protect your reputation through acting with honesty and integrity, you'll do well.
Has your Indian connection helped you in your career or in your life?
In terms of career, not directly, but having said that, I think my background has certainly helped me because I do think, or I like to think, that I have a sense of what it is like to be part of a minority group or to come from outside the traditional kind of model of a particular system. And I think that has imbued me with a degree of empathy that has been, I think, very useful in acting in criminal matters, where you are very often acting for people who are on the margins of our society, perhaps in a very different way to a member of, say, the Indian community, but nonetheless, someone who does not feel part of mainstream society.
I hope your interview will inspire other members of the community and they will also achieve their highest position in their careers. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, and I hope so too.
SBS Hindi, हमारी कहानियां Facebook पर.